This game is called World Makes the Money Go Round. Say hello to our contestants, Aaron Ratz and Ian Hoffman. Both of them have very cool jobs. High school chemistry teacher, Aaron. That's awesome. What is the biggest crowd-pleasing experiment that you can offer the high school kids?
Well, basically anything with fire, but recently we generated some hydrogen gas and exploded it, in small quantities, of course.
Ian is visiting from D.C. You work for the Department of Justice.
That's right.
What do you do at the Department of Justice?
I work for the Antitrust Division, and so...
A lot of antitrust fans. I don't know what that means.
So people who are supposed to be competitors sometimes don't do that. They get together and fix prices or rig bids.
Yeah.
So then they call us in, we prosecute them, and occasionally send them to jail.
Yeah, sounds fun. Everyone likes that. You're basically like the shame on you people. Yeah.
You're doing God's work.
John?
Doctor.
John, you do a lot of traveling, right?
I do an incredible amount of traveling. I was going to use a swear word, but we're on the radio.
You decided against it? Yeah. What is the weirdest kind of coin that you have in your drawer?
A ton of coins. They're not that weird. You know, through the miracle of imperialism, there's a lot of redundancy. I mean, I was just in Tasmania. And
use that phrase, the miracle of imperialism.
Yeah. I was in Tasmania, and they just have like Australian coins. But the most interesting coins I have actually are I have a bunch of New York Transit coins from the 70s that have the Y in it.
Yeah.
And those are really like the only really fun ones I got.
Those are very cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to let the contestants know what kind of game they get?
Contestants, do you know the world's currencies? Probably not. We're going to give you some helpful homonyms. You identify the currency. If I said the currency of the United Kingdom buys you a dog kennel, you might say pound. But you might stand there.
So ring in when you know your world currency.
Yes.
Here we go.
The miracle of imperialism.
It's a Swiss currency that buys you exactly one hot dog. Ian.
A franc.
A franc. Yeah, perfect.
Well played. The currency of Bosnia. We've got plenty of time. I'll repeat the question. The currency of Bosnia and the pre-euro currency of Germany, this could buy you one Cuban, one Rothko, normally quite expensive, or one Wahlberg. Ian.
A mark.
That is correct. Ophira, tell us about Angola, Ophira.
In Angola, it's often used in gifts for a well-known African-American and Pan-African holiday. Ian.
Kwanzaa,
yes.
That is correct. In Thailand, you can spend one of these to get an automated computer program, like one that indexes the web for a search engine. Ian?
A bot.
Bot is the answer.
I kind of wish that they were robots. Be cool. The future!
Do they have bots, like, on the currency?
$100 bill is a transformer.
Yeah.
This Ethiopian currency makes you shiver with cold when you hold it. It's the sound your lips make when you're freezing. Is this European currency?
Aaron.
Burr?
Burr is correct!
Correct! A piece of South African money, it bears the image of a U.S. senator from Kentucky with the last name Paul. Ian.
A Rand.
Yes. Correct.
John Flansburgh, how did our contestants do?
They did fantastically, Ophira. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Which one of them is going to be moving on to our final round?
Ian is the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for playing the game, Aaron. We will see you in the final round, Ian.